If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. We are flying solo today. And today's episode was actually sparked by, because just this morning, and this won't come out, like this episode will come out before the one I'm talking about, but I was recording a listener episode this morning and the guest said something that really sparked the idea for this topic. And I realized I haven't really covered this topic yet, and realizing it is so crucial as we're going when it comes to recovery from a breakup. This is a very important catalyst, breakup recovery, and that is the topic of hitting your rock bottom when it comes to your ex, the breakup. And rock bottom can be from a lot of different things. It can definitely be from having like a rock bottom from the breakup, and that can be one where you're blindsided by the breakup and all of you hit this like, oh my gosh, I've never felt this kind of pain before. But I think more often when we talk about the idea of rock bottom, it's usually something where you either have like a pattern of relationships where maybe you continue to date the same kind of person, or you continue to try to make things work with a very particular person and you get stuck in this cycle of breaking up, getting back together, trying things out. Usually rock bottom, at least kind of what I'm talking about here, is something that is quote unquote in your control, but like you keep kind of avoiding it or not changing the way that you act. I think originally we hear rock bottom and we probably think about like alcoholism or drug addiction or something like that, where you hit your rock bottom to make a change. So that's kind of what I'm talking about here today in this episode, is the power of hitting rock bottom. I don't think we hear about that often. Usually we hear rock bottom and you think like, okay, that's the lowest of the lows and there's nothing really good that comes out of that. But I'm going to argue the fact that I actually think it's a really important part of making any kind of change is hitting a rock bottom. Okay, so what do I mean by rock bottom? This is going to be relative to every single person. And once again, I'm going to make a lot of analogies to sobriety, especially with this kind of a topic, because I do think there are innumerable parallels. But something really interesting that you'll hear in across 12-step meetings is you will hear different people's versions of their rock bottom, meaning the moment that they realize that they have to make a change, where they realize this is the lowest of the low, something has to give here. And what you'll notice is you'll hear things that might not seem like a big deal. So if I tell my whole like drinking and sobriety story in another episode, but there are things that happened to me during my drinking that you would assume would be a rock bottom, waking up in the hospital, getting in legal trouble. But at the end of the day, it wasn't that at all. And you'll hear that a lot from different people, is it's really just the moment where you realize that what you're doing is not working. And you realize that it's never going to work as is. And so it might just be like a little comment from someone, or for me, it was realizing, okay, no matter what I do, nothing is the issue except for me and alcohol. So you will realize that. And you hear that across a lot of different stories of people getting sober. I also hear this all the time with breakups, of realizing, okay, so there were times where an ex cheated, and you would think that would be a rock bottom to get someone to leave a relationship, but it's not. It's something that may from the outside seem kind of little, from might seem minor, but it's not. So really hitting rock bottom is realizing, okay, I can't live like this anymore. This is too painful. This is too hard. So there's a lot of power in having a rock bottom, because you're just really highly motivated to do things differently in a way that you haven't done before. And I'll use a breakup example in this, but I think the way a lot of people go through this is staying connected to exes after a breakup. So you go through the breakup, which in and of itself is obviously extremely painful. But then what happens is we don't allow ourselves to transcend into a rock bottom. We kind of grasp at whatever we can to not get to that place, which it's understandable. Pain is so uncomfortable. Pain is not something that we want to exist in for long periods of time. So we grasp onto things that we think will prevent us from like the point of no return. And a lot of people, what they will do is they will stay friends, or they will stay connected to their ex, because they feel like that's something that will prevent the pain. It'll like, it's kind of like a little bit of a rope that prevents you from falling all the way down. So what happened is like, we kind of just like bounce up and down off rock bottom for a long period of time. And that's kind of what I talk about with no contact being extremely difficult, but one of the quicker ways to get through a breakup, because it kind of just makes you jettison down to the very bottom as soon as possible. So you end up staying friends with an ex, and you're kind of just dragging along the bottom for months. Sometimes we throw in, you're still seeing your ex, you're still kind of taking these breadcrumbs, you're maybe sleeping with them, or you're going over there when they call you. Or they say like they want to see you, they don't want to lose you. So, and those things in the moment, they feel good. They feel like a temporary, and at the time we don't even realize it's temporary. Or we feel like, okay, this is a way to escape the immediate pain that I'm in right now. So I'm going to grasp onto that. And all that happens is it just gets dragged on longer and longer. And you may even say to yourself or to your friends, why am I doing this? Like, why do I keep answering their calls? Why do I keep going over there? Because you go over there, maybe you guys have sex, and then it's all done. And then you feel terrible the next time. And so then you're like kind of reaching for that next solution that's going to prevent you from, again, feeling that pain. And so you might say, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep doing this? And the answer is, a lot of the times you'll keep doing something until you feel like you have no other option but to just feel the pain and to just like realize that they're gone, they're out of your life. But it takes a lot to do that. Like sometimes, yes, we can. That's why I say it's kind of a gift when your ex just like breaks up with you and then never contacts you again, because it can feel so cruel. But the gift that they're giving you is desperation. They're giving you the gift of hitting rock bottom with no parachute, no ropes. You're just boom. And then you have no choice but to start recovering. And I'm going to earmark this for a little bit later, but sometimes even that's why I don't, when people are hanging on to hope that them and their ex will get back together, that their ex will say, I'm so sorry, I made a terrible mistake. That is a little bit of a rope that can prevent you from hitting the bottom. But that's why I say it is a gift, and actually very respectful when someone just breaks up with you and then that's it and they don't give you anything else. because it's allowing you to get to that place where you don't have another option.
Who doesn't want more energy and focus? NAD Plus is one of the most exciting breakthroughs in wellness and longevity and has become a new staple in my routine. What is NAD Plus, you may ask? It's a powerful peptide found in every cell of your body. It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and plays a key role in slowing the aging process. Since taking it, I've noticed a big difference in my overall focus and energy, and I love that I'm making an investment in anti-aging too. Effecti makes it so easy to access NAD Plus treatments. The entire process is online and remote, so you can start your longevity journey from the comfort of your home without the hassle of commuting or long wait times. Whether you're in a major city or a small town, you can access top-tier care from licensed professionals at your convenience. Ready to recharge your body? Right now, my listeners get $50 off NAD Plus longevity treatments at effecti.com with code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code HEARTBREAK for $50 off. No hassles, no memberships, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today. One of the most frustrating things for me is when I feel like I'm taking really good care of myself and doing everything right, sleep, water, movement, eating well, and I still feel so blah. Bloating, low energy, irritability, it feels like there had to be something more going on. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part is after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz and found out that I'm likely going through estrogen dominance and not metabolizing it well, which can explain my chronic fatigue, overwhelm, bloating, and anxiety. And the quiz recommended Hormone Harmony, which is an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system. It doesn't just help with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It also helps with stress hormones like cortisol, which is a little troublemaker. We often think we need big lifestyle changes to feel better, but in reality, small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
There are other ways that we prevent this. We hop into new relationships or just distract ourselves so heavily where you don't even really have the capacity to feel the pain. Or sometimes people turn to numbing things like drugs and alcohol. So there are ways that we can do that. But for the most part, if you have nothing to hang on to, you're going to get into action much faster. If you are in the belief of, oh, it's okay, I'm going to talk to my ex tomorrow, and that'll fill that void, you're kind of just existing in this like false sense of security. And you're not allowing yourself to to go into the depths of pain. The problem with that is that it's not going away. You're just kind of kicking the can down the road. And again, you're going to keep doing these things until you realize, whoa, this is actually causing way more pain than I can handle. Or you set up these things, which I know I've done this in my head where, okay, I'm just going to pull from an experience of mine. But I remember dating this guy, things got really serious really fast. And then all of a sudden he was like, I realized I never want to get married or have kids, which you guys know my history. Like that was not the first time or the last time that was said to me. But I set up all these things in my head of, okay, I think he said this like very impulsively. I don't think he actually believes that. So I was like, okay, I just need to continue to show him that like we're capable of doing this. So we were technically broken up, but I like went to his birthday with his parents. I helped him move, just all of these things. Continue to go see him. And it was just like kept going. And then I was like, oh, this is really painful to like go stay at his house knowing we're not together. So I was like, okay, that's too painful. So I'll stop doing that. And then the lines kept getting crossed. And then I kept crossing things out of like, okay, this isn't working. And the last one was just staying in contact. And I'll never forget. There was like a time he wanted to go see a movie together, that Tom Hanks Captain movie. And I got invited with a group of friends to go see it. And one of the guys that was going to see it was like a guy that I thought was cute. We had been talking a little bit. And the guy who wanted no relationship with me got very upset at the fact that I was went to see this movie without him. And I finally was like, no, like, I'm not doing this anymore. And that was when I really allowed myself to be like, no, this isn't working. Like, I have to cut this off. I have to just accept the pain that this person's no longer going to be in my life. I have to accept the fact that, which I didn't quite do at that time because I had to go through it again, but I have to accept the fact that it's too painful to deal with the breadcrumbs. So I'm just going to like cut it off and move forward the best I can. So you will keep doing, and this is a thing too. I'm going to tell you that it's best to go no contact. It's best to just allow yourself to feel the pain as fast as possible because, again, that's ripping the Band-Aid. But I will also tell you that you really need to be patient with yourself because there are a lot of you that will be listening to this and you haven't let yourself go there, and that's okay. When I was doing Friends with Benefits with Luke for a very long period of time, longer than I should have, I remember calling my sponsor because my friends were like, I can't hear about this anymore. This is like too hard for me to listen to you complain. And I remember calling her and being like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I just walk away? This is causing stress in my friendships. I'm always like, I'm upset about this. And I remember her saying like, you're going to keep doing this until 51% of the time it's painful. But you will continue to do this until, like, if it's 51% of the time good, even if it's 49% of the time awful and painful, you're probably going to keep doing it. And that stuck with me even past relationship things. Like, I just know that I can't be too hard on myself where if something is going wrong one time, I can't, like, expect myself to make these massive changes. So you do have to be compassionate with yourself and just have the awareness of, okay, there will come a point where I'm done, where I'm done. And I think there's a misconception that done means empowered and healed and ready to move on. I don't think that's the case at all. I think done is like devastated. Pain you never felt like you could handle. Like, in some ways, it is probably empowering because the anxiety of, oh, I can make this work is out of the way. So I think there's less anxiety, but it's sad. Being done is sad. And I think we do a lot to avoid just being sad from a breakup. This is why we get so stuck on trying to figure out why the relationship went south. Trying to figure out why it didn't work for me, what was wrong with my ex, what was wrong with me, what if we did this differently, and what if I did this differently, and what if I didn't say this, or what, you know, what are they doing now? There has to be another person. Like, we just try to analyze so much because we're just trying to avoid that deep, dark sadness that comes with a breakup. But the deep, dark sadness is where we are motivated to actually, like, call a therapist or cut off the ex. Otherwise, healing is hard. Healing's hard. It's not something that's going to innately just come. It comes because you're in pain. You don't want to feel that way anymore. But I don't want you to be scared of done. I don't want you to be scared of the pain. If I were to have to choose between three different people for coaching and thought, okay, who can I make the biggest difference with? If someone came to me and was upset, but was still in contact with their ex, still trying to make things work, or someone that just said, I'm so done. I'm so out of ideas. I'm in so much pain and I just want to do things differently. I will always choose that person because they're the ones that their ears are open. Again, they're like, I'm out of ideas and I just want to do this. So yeah, we call it in AA. I mentioned this a little bit, but we call it the gift of desperation. And especially when we're talking about like changing habits, which breakups are a lot of rewiring the brain, a lot of changing habits. We don't typically choose habits because we just like for shits and gigs. Like we don't do it just because you do it because you want to make a difference because something in your life is causing you pain. But yeah, essentially, I feel like I'm saying a lot of the same things over again, but don't be afraid of the pain. And what I used to tell coaching clients and what I still will tell people is take note of your rock bottom, write about it, document it, take a picture of yourself when you're at that point. Again, like when you're at that point, you're in pain, but you're motivated to not reach out to your ex. I never want to get to that place again. It's good to have a picture of yourself like that. I have pictures of myself from the depths of alcoholism. If I'm ever thinking I don't need to focus on staying sober, but it's the same with going through a breakup. If someone tells me I have reached this point where I don't want to go back to my ex, or as little as I want to stop looking at my ex's social media, I will say, look a few more times and write down how you feel. Write down what that feels like. That's very powerful. And to be able to write it and then read it back later on in your own words, that will be something that will continue you on the path of wanting to make changes. If you have a hard conversation with your ex, or you find out your ex is dating someone else, write down how that feels. And when you feel tempted to try friendship again or to answer their text, read what you wrote. You know yourself the best. You're your best like witness. So that's another way that we can utilize rock bottom and take advantage of these moments of clarity. When you have that moment of, okay, I'm done, I want to do something differently, that's the time to like call a therapist or call a friend and just be very honest with it. Sometimes it can be easy to let those moments pass and then you start feeling better a little bit later and you're like, well, maybe I don't need to do that. It's good to make those phone calls, set those appointments, buy the course, whatever that looks like in those times of, oh my gosh, I need to get out of this. So if you're at rock bottom, I know it feels like you could be down there forever. I promise you're not. I promise that things will, like this too shall pass. Like I say in every intro and outro of this podcast, this too shall pass. Things will get different. And the best way for them to get different is for you to just surrender to being in the pain for a little bit. It's not going to be forever, but try your best not to take the easy way out and think about what life could look like in a year if you just allow yourself to start changing. So I don't know. I just think if you hear people that have these like amazing transformation stories, they typically don't say, like, you never hear a story that's like, I was so happy one day sitting on the beach and I was like, I should do something dramatic to change my life. It was always, I was on the bathroom floor and I realized I have to do something different. And so I bought this book that changed my life, or I had this conversation that really hit, or I started therapy and that was the beginning of change for me. So just know that so much can come from where you're at right now. Just don't try to get out of it too early. Obviously, you want to do things that will, this is a big caveat. You want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. So, you know, you're still staying in touch with friends. You are like going outside, you're eating, you're drinking water, you're sleeping. Those are non-negotiables wherever you're at. I'm just saying try to avoid things like reaching out to your ex or drinking or smoking weed or the things that will distract you or like numb you or have you avoid the pain that you're in. Take care of yourself, but also like, again, just think of it as motivation and as fuel instead of thinking it as like, okay, I'm going to be stuck in this forever. So I've talked enough about that. Definitely the episode that I'm talking about that was the spark of this, I believe comes out maybe next month. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But yeah, rock bottom is a gift. And although I don't wish it upon anyone, I do know that this comes with breakups. And I would so much rather you guys embrace the rock bottom sooner rather than later so you can build the steps to get out. And this is such a cliche one, but I love the saying that like rock bottom is when you stop digging. You don't have to keep going down. You can choose to stop digging and start making changes now.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.